He felt himself blush and turned away toward Hector, who was sitting on the floor in front of an overstuffed chair. A woman sitting in the chair behind Hector was absent-mindedly fluffing his hair with her fingers. She wasn't very old, but her skin had a weathered look to it, almost like leather. Her eyes seemed weary, as if she'd seen too many things in her life that she didn't want to see. And when she smiled, her mouth seemed too big for her face. Very softly, she half sang, half hummed a song that her grandmother used to sing to her when she was a little girl. If only the moon speaks no reply, reflecting the sun and all that's gone by. Be strong, my weary wolf, turn around boldly. Fly high, my baby bird, my angel, my only.
That was a great ending. Zero's finally been reunited with his mother, Madame Zeroni's great-great-granddaughter. Zero's mother knows the rest of the song that Stanley's mother sang to him. It was the song that Elia Yelnats was supposed to sing to Madame Zeroni after he carried her up the mountain and let her drink from the spring. But he never did, and his family was cursed for generations. Until now. Now the song is complete, and the story is, too. It's funny that Stanley's father named the product he invented Sploosh. That must have been Stanley and Zero's idea. What's more, Clyde Sweet Feet Livingston, the man whose sneakers Zero stole, is now the spokesperson for Stanley's father's invention. So the title for part 3 of this book was perfect. All of the story's holes are filled in. Stanley and Zero have ended the curse that haunted generations of Yelnats and Zeronis. They have fulfilled their destinies, and all the holes have been filled in.